Hey, Eric?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good, good. Busy. Yeah.
That's always good to hear. I just wanted to circle back. You know, we were in touch here about a month and a half ago. I was just following up there on the offer we had sent out. I just wanted to see if anything new had come up for the business since then.
Now we're doing good. I'm all set for right now.
Anything coming up here within the next month or two you might be looking to bring on for the business? Maybe any projects or some equipment you were looking at?
No, I guess I'm pretty good. I just paid my last payment on one of my pits there, and I guess I had all the house underneath me now, and I got one more payment on a Komatsu, so that'll be two things straight up.
There you go. Free up some cash flow there for you.
Running right along here, yeah.
Good. Any projects coming up there for the business? Or are you guys got your hands pretty full right now?
No, we're right out straight. We'll just keep rolling along. Yeah.
There you go. Very well. Hey, Eric, I don't think I ever got an email from you last time. What's a good email there for you, just so you got my information there?
I don't do email. My brother and my sister-in-law does, but we're going to try this winter to get set up in an office right here at our shop so we can all get more familiar with the computer stuff here. Yeah.
I'm sorry, scratched out there, little Eric. What was that?
Yeah, I say we're not really... This winter, I'm going to get set up in our new shop here with computers and stuff. And
I gotcha. When were you looking to do that move there?
Oh, probably January, maybe, something like that.
I got you. Was there some locations you were already looking at, or?
What's that, from the shop?
Yeah.
I've already got the shop all bought, paid for, and I got the office all built here and everything. Yep.
Oh, wow. So just some updates you were looking to do there?
Got the office built now. All I got to do is get the desk in here and the computer set up. That's all I got to do. So.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, down the road there, if you guys are maybe looking to do the updates there at the office, whether it is on the equipment or if you just kind of wanted some capital there that you can have in the back pocket, it's definitely something we might be able to help you out with. Did your brother Bruce, did he have an email there that I could shoot him some information?
Yeah, it's Mecklenexca@midcoast.com.
Mecklen Excavating, is that what you said?
Mecklen for excavation, short abbreviation, I guess.
Okay, I gotcha. Perfect, yeah, I'll shoot that over to him right now, just so you guys kind of have my information on hand there. And like I said, if you guys are maybe looking to make this move, maybe want to finance some computers or some capital there for some updates on the office, we can definitely help you out. Is there a time of the year where you guys are looking to bring on equipment or capital for projects? Do you find yourself running into that situation?
Right now, after the election and see what the hell happens.
Uh-huh, yeah. I understand that.
And I'm voting for Trump, and that's that.
Yeah.
And anybody had any common sense left in America at all would be voting for him, far as I'm concerned, you know, so we can get our country back on track and stop pissing away our money in other countries. He's not going to do that. He's going to put his foot goddamn down on that shit is what he's going to do. Anybody, he's proved himself to me as a businessman. I don't know where the hell what them other guys have been doing, but Obama, I mean, they voted him in twice. And letting all these immigrants in here, and then now they're wondering why New York's getting bombed. Well, there, start putting two and two together, keep them out, you know? Anybody that can walk into this goddamn country and blow it up, you don't think they've got ISIS coming into the goddamn tens of thousands of people pouring into this country? They ain't going to be happy until they screw it up, you know? And Trump ain't going to... That shit. He's going to put his goddamn foot down is what he's going to do, and that's what we need, someone with some balls down there and some brains and backbone is what we need. And if you're a business owner and you've got to get out there and make it work, you appreciate it more than just having it handed to you, you know?
Yeah. No. It'll be very interesting here to see what happens.
Yeah, that's my opinion. So, that's my opinion. So, there you go. Yep.
He's going to push
him around either, like they will her. She's going to let things slide right down the Obama trail, and we're going to keep on rolling down that. First thing they go, Ford, I heard through the grapevine, Ford Motor Company want to take their business overseas and build their trucks and bring them back. Trump says, good, you do that, and I get president, you're going to have to pay so much to get them back over here.
Exactly.
You think Hillary Clinton's going to do that? No, she's not going to do that. No, so that they'll keep that job right here, right in America, you know?
Yeah.
It's something that we watched out for our own back door yard.
I agree.
Yep, take care of that. I'll see you.
I agree. All right. Well, I'll shoot this information over there to you. That way, you kind of got it on hand. You know, if you do look to make this move on the updates for the office, or if you do run into some like cheap equipment you want to take advantage of, our approval process is right around 24 hours. Once you are approved, the offer is good for 90 days. And then at any point you run into something you like, you give us a call, and we can get you funded in just 24 hours.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Yep.
All right, Eric. It was good talking to you. We'll be in touch here, okay?
Yeah, bye.
Bye.